Securities and Advisory Services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA SIPC.
Good morning, Connecticut. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group in Mystic, Connecticut, up here in the world capital of Ledyard, Connecticut, across from Holdridge's, which is jammed today with all Saturday morning homeowners out there buying bushes and keeping busy. And it's a gorgeous morning. It finally feels like summer's on the way. I have a very special group with me today, the Guardians of the Purple Heart. And that's a absolutely wonderful name. Welcome, everybody. How are you guys?
Good. And yourself, sir?
Good, good, good.
Doing good.
Very good, very good. Now, the first member of the Guardians of the Purple Heart is Doug Capizzi. Doug, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the president of Guardians of the Purple Heart. I served in the Army for 8.5 years, was deployed twice to Iraq, once in 2003, and then once in 2005 to 2006.
Were you injured?
Yes. I injured my back. I've been through 3 back surgeries, 2 spinal fusions. So,
Yeah. And also with us is Brent Walker. How are you, Brent?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, sir. You served also?
Yes, I was active Army for 7.5 years or so, 2 deployments to Iraq, the last of which I was injured, combat wounded, and that's what led me to found this organization.
Fantastic. How long ago did you find it?
We started 3 years ago now. Officially, we started the Purple Heart Poker Run, which was the motorcycle run, back in 2013, 14, 15. I can't remember now even.
Okay.
Because I've been doing motorcycle runs since probably 2012. I started with the Wounded Warrior Poker Run. So this is going to be our 6th year doing motorcycle runs, which is going to be huge.
Now, did you two grow up in Eastern Connecticut?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're hometown boys, went off, served, injured, and came back home.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right. What are you guys working as now?
I work at Electric Boat in Groton.
Okay.
Full time, second shift.
Second shift?
Building submarines, outside machinist.
There you go. All right.
I was doing nuclear security up until recently. Last year I had my last surgery, and during the time I was doing a lot more stuff for the organization. And then I realized this is what I needed to do. So I actually left nuclear security, and I'm actually in school full time now to earn my MBA so I can start running veteran nonprofits and businesses for veterans.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Can you just switch the mic over? Because I want to introduce everybody to Pam Gracie just for a second.
Good morning.
How are you, Pam?
Doing all right.
Pam's been on before. Pam is president and owner of Gracie Benefit Solutions, and Pam is responsible for our guests coming to the show today because you've worked with them for a little while now, right?
A few months. That's what, 5-6 months, I guess, at this point is when I finally found you guys. I've been looking for a good veteran organization to support. My father was a Marine, and I wanted to be able to kind of keep that going. My father-in-law's a retired Navy chief, and I came across this great group of guys, and they have my full support.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for bringing them, gentlemen. Thank you for being here today. It's a real honor. One of the things I want to tell people is the Guardians of the Purple Heart, once again, is an absolutely fantastic name. Because once you hear it, you just don't forget it, which is, you know, critical to, to your mission and attracting people, attracting funds to help Purple Heart veterans. Tell me what the focus of your group is, what you're trying to do.
So what I wanted to do is, for 3 years, I did the Wounded Warrior Poker Runs, which we donated directly to Wounded Warrior Project. I wanted to kind of refocus that with the Guardians, and we reach out to local combat wounded veterans in the state, and we ask them what they need, specifically. Stuff that can't be provided by other organizations, by the VA. If they have repairs that need to be done on the house, if they've got car repairs that need to be done, even if they need a check just to help out with their bills. And so we find these recipients every year. They tell us what they need, and we hook them up with whatever.
Okay. All right. If anybody has a question and would like to ask Doug or Brent, please call in 860 464-9490 and feel free to chat and ask them any questions you may have about their mission and what they're trying to achieve. If someone wants to make a donation, how do they go about it, Doug?
So they can contact us on our Facebook page. If they just search Guardians of the Purple Heart, we'll pop right up. They can send us a message. I believe we have PayPal set up, so they could do that as well.
Okay.
But easiest way is to just contact us over Facebook, send us a message. Someone's always on. That's the one great thing that about this organization is that there's always somebody up 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So you have Brent who works, excuse me, second shift. I barely sleep, so I'm always up at like 2 in the morning answering questions.
Gotcha.
So anyone who has a question can just message us, and somebody will be able to answer you and steer you in the right direction.
I really like your webpage, too, because there's pictures of all of you and your mission and what you're trying to do. It's www.gotph.org.
Correct.
Are you guys a 501c3?
Yes, we are.
So if you guys make a donation out there and you want to help a Purple Heart recipient with the incidentals of life and trying to help them, you will get a tax-deductible donation. So please consider doing that and whatnot. Do you find the people are grateful that you reach out to and help?
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things where... it's not really talked about a lot. So last year, we helped an Afghanistan veteran with his relocation process to Kentucky. Right. And there was one situation where it was probably about a week before the poker run, and him and I went out fishing down at Bluff Point.
Right.
And here's this Marine. He's, you know, everyone paints the pictures of Marines as rough and tough, and they are.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there fishing, and, like, there was just really weird moment that just happened. He was just like, you know, I just want to let you know that because of you and the organization and everything that you're doing for me, that you've literally saved my life. And wow. I just looked at him and I was like, excuse me? And he was like, if it wasn't for you guys, I would not be here today.
Right.
And he was started going back to the VA, started going back for care, started going back for like medications and therapy and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's not said out to the public from the recipient's perspective, but, you know, we do hear it in the organizational side.
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff.
It is.
That's one-on-one.
It is.
You know? And does anybody take a salary from your nonprofit?
No, everything is completely voluntarily.
Yeah, everything goes right back.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty amazing, guys, really. Pam, I want to reach out to you and just chat with you a sec. So what's going on in your world? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
This time of year gets a little bit crazy because all of the businesses are looking for different options with a July 1st changeover.
Yeah. It's been very busy. Tell me your disability. You got 1 minute to go. On the next break, I want you to tell us your disability story. You had a gentleman, and I just want you our listeners to hear what happened and how important your products are to people and whatnot. So this is Dennis O'Brien. I'm president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. My website's obrienretire.com. Our job is to help you plan, execute, and have a successful retirement while you're young enough to enjoy it. We'll be back at the break. If you have any questions for any of us, please call in at 860-464-9490. We'll be back in a couple. Thanks. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, here to help you with our retirement life and investing show. You may profit from the experience. But in any case, I'm here with Doug today and Brent from the Guardians of the Purple Heart with Pam Gracie from Gracie Benefit Solutions. And we are talking about how we can help our combat wounded veterans here in Connecticut. But before we get back to Brent and Doug, I just want to talk to Pam about Pam helps people with disability insurance and whatnot. And Pam, you told me a very interesting story last week about someone you helped. Do you mind relaying it?
Sure. So I had a client who, I usually work directly with a business owner, so that way we can provide access to the benefits with guarantee issue status.
Right.
And I had one of the employees, he purchased short-term disability. It was $3,000 per month and our accident policy. And about not even 3 or 4 days after the effective date of his coverage, he fell down a flight of stairs. Ended up having to be out of work for 6 weeks. Ended up having to have x-rays. He ended up with the boots. He had to have physical therapy follow-ups, all of that. And in his claim process, he ended up receiving, by the time he was done, there's still more going on. It was close to $5,000 so far. And his cost was only $21 per paycheck. Yeah. And that protection has already obviously been paid for twofold.
Right. Right. So he hadn't even paid his first premium.
Correct.
And
yeah.
he got hurt 2 days later.
Exactly.
Boy.
But the whole purpose of having short-term disability is to make sure that you can keep your lifestyle going, keep your roof over your head and all that good stuff.
Especially when half the country can't put $1,000 together.
Absolutely.
Half the country doesn't have $1,000. If a car broke down and it cost $1,200, they couldn't pay for it.
That is correct.
So if you're in that situation, you don't have short-term disability insurance, please talk to your employer. Or go to Pam's site, which is?
GracieBenefitSolutions.com.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Pam. I really appreciate you coming on and bringing these fine gentlemen with me. It really is an honor to have you gentlemen here. So let's talk about what goes on with a combat wounded veteran in Connecticut right now. What's the gap? What do you guys do? What do you guys provide? Feel free to tell me what you think.
So the VA is usually able to cover everything on the medical side, but as far as everything that goes on outside of that in a veteran's life, they can't really help them out. And so there's guys out there that have been overseas 3-4 times, they've been wounded, and they're still on disability but working full-time in order to make amends, especially in the state of Connecticut since we're so expensive here.
Right.
And so, like, especially myself, here I am. I'm a combat wounded veteran. I'm 90% disabled, but I'm still working full-time second shift, taking care of two kids, while at the same time running the nonprofit organization, all volunteer. And then I also have a side business, too, but... So what we do with Guardians of the Purple Heart is help to step in and take care of some of those things that aren't covered by the other organizations. If somebody does have a problem, like Pam was saying, with a car that needs to be fixed or house repairs, stuff that kind of falls by the wayside that other organizations can't provide, we help those people out and we step in. And that's a problem. You know, these people have sacrificed so much for us, for the country, for their families, and so we want to give back to them.
You know, it's really, it's very, very important because those incidentals create worry. Worry creates stress, and you know stress breaks down your health, your mental well-being, your relationships with others. It's just part of life. And if you have someone, Brent, what you said is so, so very important. It's absolutely critical that... that have someone to reach out to. Now, Doug, not only the monetary side, but the psychic, the side that you're not alone. You actually go out to their houses and talk to them, right?
Right. So being the president, after we basically track down a Purple Heart recipient who's willing to have their story told and be our honorary recipient for the year, I will go out to their house or I'll meet them somewhere. And from the time that they agree to the poker run, I'm constantly on the phone with them, having dinners, just basically getting to know them. So we will meet up plenty of times. And it's at that point when you hear like that real, true, heavy story of, you know, their time in the service. This recipient that we're helping this year, excuse me, named Peter from Milford. He's a Vietnam veteran. This guy is just absolutely amazing. And his story that he tells is just, it's so heartbreaking. Like, you know, I can compose myself in a lot of situations. When he tells his story, sometimes I have to tell him to stop because I'm about to break down. He was part of the 38th Scout Dog Platoon, so he was actually in an experimental unit in the Army that experimented with basically like canines. And he trained with a dog to sniff out weapons caches, bunkers, tripwires, bombs, things of that nature. And he would actually go out 50 to 100 yards ahead of the platoon, and they would basically sweep the area and pretty much save a ton of lives in the process. And then he comes to the part of the story where he says that the day he left Vietnam, the dog had to stay. And that's when, like, you could just feel the entire air out of the room just gets sucked out. And right. It just, like, punches you right in the gut.
Right.
And it's he starts telling that story. And I'm like, Peter, you need to stop. Like, I'm sorry, but, excuse right. me, I'm like, it's tough. So, and then I'm, you know, I give the, at our honorary dinner that we hold a month after the poker run, where it's like a more private setting, people can come and meet right. the veteran face to face. I'll deliver a speech, and that's where I tell the story in more detail and depth so people can really feel the weight of his time in service.
Right.
And I'm going to guarantee you this year, I'm going to have a hard time keeping tears from streaming down my face at this point. Right. I mean, I'm already composing the speech now, and I'm reading it, and I'm just like, yep, I'm done. This is this is going to be very emotional.
Yeah, yeah. And those guys had a tough time when they came home, too.
Right.
It was a different America those yeah. days.
And being able to actually welcome home a Vietnam vet in our own fashion, in our own way, is just an honor in itself.
Absolutely.
Because, you know? I mean, we go all out for any veteran that we come across, but right. to have a Vietnam veteran that we're honoring, it's just... it's just that it makes it that much more special for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I they had a tough time when they came home. The country was very, very divided.
Correct.
And many of them bore the brunt of it. And all they were doing was serving their country. And in those days, it wasn't a volunteer army, so you were drafted.
Right.
So you weren't in college. Guess what? Off you went.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't protected by a draft board or another, you know, disability or something you had going on. So a lot of guys were sent over there that necessarily weren't thrilled to go, didn't understand why we were going, but they served nevertheless.
That's correct.
That type of sacrifice is hard to almost conceive of these days. I mean, I get World War II, I get World War I, but it was a tough time for a lot of those guys and gals that went. And whatnot. So I think the work you guys are doing is wonderful. If people want to donate or reach out to you, how do they do it?
Again, just hit us up on Facebook. We're always on social media. Just search Guardians of the Purple Heart. Send us a message. We have PayPal links, so you can make a donation there.
Okay.
Also on our Facebook page, if people want to donate directly to the recipient this year, we do have a pinned post for a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
And they can just go ahead and donate right to the GoFundMe page.
Okay. A lot of our listeners might be older and older veterans. How can they mail you a check, and who would they make it out to?
All of the checks can be made out to Guardians of the Purple Heart.
Yep.
And those will be mailed to my address, 24 Orleans Ave, Danielson, Connecticut, 06239.
Okay.
Everything is tax deductible. We're a 501c3 organization.
Okay.
So we'll be writing the letters to you to make sure that you are recognized for your generous contributions.
Right, right. And if you're a veteran and you're sending in a check, tell your story to these gentlemen. They might want to hear it. And the recipient definitely wants to hear it. Because I think the more you reach out and become family in the after combat mode of your lives in the civilian world, many of us who didn't serve don't understand what you went through. We don't. And so the more you can communicate and tell us what you're going through and how we can help, that's a good thing. Communication's good, don't you agree?
Yeah. It's great. And it's one of the other things that we do in the organization is not only do we focus on Purple Heart recipients, is we also focus on just generally the veteran community.
Right.
So even if you want to, link up, go out and have a beer, have a dinner, you want to hang out and just talk.
Yep.
That's what we're there for.
Yep.
If anyone needs to talk about anything, let us know. Like I said, I barely sleep, so I'm up 2-3 o'clock in the morning. There's been plenty of times where we'll get messages across Facebook, or even I'll get personal messages on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, Doug, do you have a few minutes to talk? I'm kind of going through this. And then I'll sit up and I'll talk with them till, 4 or 5 in the morning just to make sure they're okay.
How come you don't sleep?
I have PTSD, nightmares, panic attacks.
You wake up suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wake up out of a, you know, dead sleep. I might be sleeping for like an hour, hour and a half, and then all of a sudden I'm up. Panic attack. Takes me a few minutes to kind of, you know, figure out where I'm at that point.
Yeah.
But I do have a, you know, a service dog at the house who does wake me up, you know, when I start to have the night terrors and nightmares and stuff like that. So he takes his big goofy paw and just kind of, you know, wakes me up and says, hey, snap out of it.
It's so amazing how that little action will bring you right back, right?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, I love him.
What's his name?
Brody.
Brody?
Yeah, he's a Mastiff Lab mix.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Goofy, right?
Oh, he's a big goofball.
Yeah. So, how old is he?
Three.
Three.
Yep. Yeah. Thinks he's a lap dog. He's about 60, 65 pounds. Thinks he's a lap dog. And, you know, no matter how many times you tell him, he just looks at you with those big, goofy eyes. Hey. And he's just like, I'm just going to do what I want.
You're my daddy, and I'm going to lay all over you. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I let him do what he wants in that house. So
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, boy. Yeah, I have a 14-year-old beagle. And she's wearing diapers now.
Really?
Yeah. We have little kidney issues. So we leave the house. A little diaper has to go through the tail. And I know you guys are thinking it's goofy, but the rugs need the diapers. And my wife and my sanity need the diapers. But we thought she would chew it off, but she puts them on and she realizes you're my mommy and daddy and I'll wear the damn diaper. I don't know. I think they know us so well.
Yep.
They know us better than we know ourselves, I think. But if anybody wants to call in with a question, we're going to go to a break in a minute. Our number here is 860-464-9490. And if you have a question, you're a vet that needs help, you want to reach out, or you know someone that might need help, please reach out to these gentlemen. Guardians of the Purple Heart on Facebook. They'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. This is Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few. Thanks. Connecticut. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group, www.obrienretire.com. Go to the site, ask for my Retirement Ten Commandments, and I'm more than happy to send them to you. And after you read the Retirement Ten Commandments, actually call me, because one thing to read them, but actually to help you follow through and get going with your financial life is very, very, very important. I'm with the Guardians of the Purple Heart today. Doug and Brent are in my office here. They're both combat wounded veterans here from Connecticut, and they are trying to help other combat wounded veterans in the state. Now, on the break, we were just talking about, you know, raising money and everything else, and Brent sent something very interesting. Brent, let's talk about that a minute, what you told me about combat wounded vets that you know.
So, from experience, myself being one as well, and why I started this organization, is combat wounded veterans in the state and nationally are some of the most humble people that you're going to meet. And what they do is, instead of looking for help themselves, they look in ways to help other people. And one of our biggest challenges every year is actually finding a recipient. We get down to the wire a month, 2 months before our event, trying to find somebody to help out, because even all of my friends locally that are also combat wounded veterans that have paid so much for this country, that have been wounded and have given up so much sacrifice, they each and every one of my friends that I talk to, they always say, every time when I ask them to be a recipient, they say, no, give it to somebody else that needs it more. I have one friend who was very stable with a very nice job, and he wound up downsizing his house to a smaller apartment because he couldn't afford his house anymore. And
he got laid off?
He got laid off from his job. And
No fault of his own.
Yeah. And I ask him every year, you know, why don't you be the recipient every year? And he says, no, give it to somebody else that needs it more. I'm good. Don't worry about it. I got this.
Yeah.
And
well, some people live by the code where they won't take charity.
Yeah. But one of the big things is we want people to be recognized for their service, and if they need a hand, to reach out.
Right.
I mean, even if it's not for a monetary, like Doug was talking about before, we're trying to build a family here, and we're building a tribe in the state of all these veterans. So if anybody needs anything, reach out to us and let us know.
Right.
Even if it's just to sit down and have coffee or a beer or something and talk. That's what we're here for. I'm building a family here in the state, and I want everybody to be a part of that. That's a veteran or a combat wounded veteran especially, because we know your experience, and we want you to come hang out with us and share your story.
No matter what your age is.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you guys?
I'm 32.
38.
You've been through a lot for 30-year-olds.
I'm ready to retire.
I am retired, technically.
And no help from me either. Yeah. But I think the work you're doing is absolutely remarkable. And Pamela, thank you for bringing them today. It's absolutely wonderful what you're doing. Facebook, you can go to Guardians.
Yep, facebook.com/Guardians of the Purple Heart. Or our website is gotph.org.
GuardiansOfThePurpleHeart.org. GOPTH.
GOTPH.
GOTPH.
Yes.
I'm listening impaired.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to get used to, but once you have it ingrained, it flows easily.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's absolutely amazing the work you're doing. And it's like anything else in life. You don't know where it's going to lead for you guys personally, you know, because I think you get as much back from it as you give. If I'm not,
it's very rewarding. Like, we have one of our board members, Carly, who does all of our graphic design. I was talking to her last night, and in previous years she had done the poker run, but she was like volunteer basis, so she'd come out and help and take pictures, things of that nature.
Right.
She has never been from day one planning process to, you know, final day of the event. And last year she was telling me, she's like, I never saw how much work went into planning an event like this. She's like, I always saw the cake, but I never saw how the cake was made.
Right.
And she was like, it is just overwhelmingly a ton of work, and there's a lot of stress. But at the same time, she goes, but it's all worth it. It's, right. You know, at the end of the day, all the, you know, the hair pulling and the anxiety that comes with it. At the end of the day, it's just like, you know, you're doing something good, and you know, you're changing somebody's life. And it's, you know, it just makes everything worth it. And then at the honorary dinner, it's like our entire year's worth of hard work boils down to 4 hours. Right. And it's at that moment when you have that sense of accomplishment. And then you could see the look on the recipient's face and see the look on the family's faces. And I mean, it's, you walk away and you're like, we done good today. We done good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, something that can't be bought with money, jewels, it can't be, you can't compliment it, you can't acquire it. And it's something that you either have or you don't, or you eventually earn. And what that is a purpose in life. And the people that are blessed with a purpose in life are truly blessed.
Yep.
Because you'll figure out a way to get it and do it and achieve it. But if you don't know what it is, so one of the things just popped in my head while I was talking was, when you talk, reach out to these vets that need someone to talk to, many of them are probably struggling with that purpose in life ethos that you gentlemen have found together, which is even better. And you should offer that, not only offer your help, but maybe offer them, and you probably do this already, but offer them what you have, which is now is a purpose to go out and reach out and help others too. And you probably do that already.
Well, I owe all my purpose to Brent, to be honest with you. It was like...
Why?
What was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Right around 3 years ago, I had met Brent through my brother's wife.
Right.
And we had just got to talking, and it was casual conversation here and there. And then he calls me and he's like, hey, I want you to, you know, join my organization. So the first year I joined, it was just as helping them with like parking, security, you know, the little things that needed to get done.
Right.
Well, then it was probably about 2 weeks after that poker run, him and I talked, and he was like, look, I want you to either, he's like, I'm either going to dissolve the organization or I'm going to have you take over as president and just run it.
Right.
I had no idea what I was doing, to be honest with you. Right. Never been in that type of position. I was a staff sergeant in the Army, so I knew how to command, you know, troops and whatnot. But running a nonprofit, it was a whole different world. So I knew the passion he had for this organization, and I wasn't going to see it go down, you know, at least without a fight. Right. And it was at that point that when I started doing it, it was like I found my calling. And Simon Sinek, who's a very great motivational speaker, talks about finding your why.
Exactly.
And it was at that moment that I pretty much found my why. Yeah. And because of Brent, it's like, you know, together him and I have been able to take this organization into a whole different level in the last 2 years.
Right.
And, you know, with his guidance and him saying, no, don't do that, do it this way. But then also having the freedom to, you know, run the organization in a way that will make us successful. Right. It's just, and that's one of the main reasons why I turned around and left nuclear security and started going to school full time is because of him. I realized this is what I need to be doing.
Can I relay a story to you?
Sure.
My son Cutter, my stepson Cutter, who I love dearly, worked for Joe Courtney for 8 years in the Norwich office. And Joe's like a second dad. They'd be in the car all over the state talking, very close, and Cutter since left. Cutter said once in a while, a mother would call in a panic. Her son, who was a vet living at home, had gone AWOL. She didn't know where he was. He didn't take his meds for a week. Something was wrong. Please help. And the call would go out, you know, to the police, try to help the guy find him before something happened. So this is real. This isn't make believe. This is something. What you're doing is actually can prevent that from happening in the first place. Does this you know ring a chord with you guys?
Definitely does.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
Calling into the congressional office, the mother didn't know who to talk to. Calling the congressional office. That blows my mind, guys. I'm just like, wow. So it's out there. We need to help these guys. You need to reach out, guys and gals, whoever, who was in combat and wounded, and see what we can do. But in any case, guys, thank you so much for coming on. In the last segment, I'm going to do a little financial talk, which I know will bore you to the tears. But you know, listen in, and we'll chat again. And Pamela, thank you so much from Pamela Gracie Benefit Solutions for bringing these gentlemen on. It's wonderful work. Finally, your contact information, where to send a check, where to reach out to. Facebook, Guardians of the Purple Heart.
Facebook, Guardians of the Purple Heart, and then you can just follow the pinned link for the GoFundMe page, and you can donate directly to our recipient that way, or you could just send us a message on Facebook, and then we'll provide you with the information to actually send a physical check. Or if you're local, we'll go meet up, have some coffee, and then you can just hand deliver it if you'd like.
And if you want to join the group,
let us know. Send us a message.
Hit a like on Facebook and go from there.
Exactly.
That's or reach correct. Out either way.
Yep.
And if you have trouble reaching them, just go to O'BrienRetire.com. I'm more than happy to help you. We have one more segment to go, and we'll be back in a few. Thank you. Connecticut, Dennis O'Brien, President of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group with the Guardians of the Purple Heart, helping combat wounded veterans in the state of Connecticut that want help and need help with counseling or monetary help. I have Doug and Brent in my office with Pam, and we're all talking about helping veterans in our state in any way we can. Before we get back to the boys and Pam, I just want to talk to a couple things I did this week. I went to the Eastern Connecticut Estate and Tax Planning Group, and this hoity-toity group talks about estate planning with all the professionals in southeastern Connecticut. And we had Jeffrey with a G, Soames, the FDIC regional economist. What does that mean? That means he came and talked to us and gave us 15 graphs on how poorly Connecticut's doing financially within the New England group. And what he told me basically was Connecticut... A $300,000 house in Connecticut now is worth $266,000 from 08 to 18. A $300,000 house out of Connecticut the composite, it's worth $336,000 out of Connecticut. So the difference between that $75,000 approximate difference between what happened in Connecticut and what's happened out of the state, basically something happened in April of 12 because they were both worth the same. They were both worth $262,000 April 2012. Meanwhile, out of state, $336,000 in state, no real change, $266,000. What happened in April of 12 to lead the graph to go like this? Connecticut flatlining and the rest of the country going straight up. What happened? Bad policy happened. Malloy put in the largest tax increase in 2011, okay? And you all voted for it up there in Hartford, okay? And people all went, oh, yeah? Watch this. See ya. And a lot of the upper middle class said, started checking out. And then you doubled down in 2015. Gave us the larger tax increase. And the rest of the country kept going up in home value. And Connecticut just flatlined. Now on a $600,000 house, the difference is $150,000 since 08. So this is my message to you in Hartford. Republican, Democrat, I don't care what you are. Here's my message. How are you going to get my home value up from what you've done to it since April of 2012? And if you're a union member, your home went down too. So you didn't make out. You've been screwed too. This isn't a Democrat versus Republican thing. This is everybody's taking it on the chin in the state because of bad, bad economic policy. If anything's proposed in Hartford that's anti-growth, that drives more people out of the state, they're hurting. If you're voting for it, you're hurting your home value. You're hurting your neighbor's home values. You're hurting the union members' home values, state workers' home values, veterans' home values. Because home values basically determine how economic vital you are. Because they follow income, and income follows profits, and profits follow economic vitality and low taxes. So when you raise, and then they did the worst thing they could have done. They wouldn't allow Malloy to raise the sales tax and the income tax anymore. So what'd they do? They said, fine, we'll just cut funding to the towns. So the towns, one by one, had to raise the property tax, which is the worst thing you could do to bring back economic vitality. And so the houses just keep, nothing. So we need to wake up. We need to cut smartly our spending to help all our home values because we're all in it together. Fairfield County, they're doing maybe a little bit better, but they're not doing as well as they should. We need to wake up and get going on this. When I saw the numbers from this FDIC economist, I blew my mind. And these numbers come from the feds, Fed Housing and Urban. These are federal numbers. I didn't make them up. And I think what people are worried about is, where's the end? How is it going to change? What are we going to do differently? And what do you propose? I loved when the lady came on last week, a couple of weeks ago, and she said, well, what's your idea? And I go, well, I got a lot of ideas, but they'd probably shoot me, so I can't tell you right away. But I know exactly what we need to do. But we all have to agree it has to be done. And we need to smarten up because the Hartford game just keeps going and going and going, and they haven't stopped. Let's get back to the Guardians after my rant is over. Thanks, guys, for listening. You're looking at me like, oh, my God, the man's out of his mind. But I probably hit a nerve with you guys because we see it all over the state. I don't know what towns you guys live in, but I bet your mill rate's going to go up this year. You know, so I'm not going to pull you into the political side, but I just wanted to hear about, you got a run coming up to raise some money, right?
Yep. This is the third year of the Purple Heart Poker Run. It's okay. Going to be Saturday, May 19th at the Bosmer Moose Lodge.
Okay.
Registration is going to be from 9 to 11 in the morning for everybody coming to ride. And we don't care if you've got a motorcycle, a classic car, a jacked up mud truck, bring your scooters, bring a Vespa. If you can ride it on the road, then bring it down and you can participate in the run. But if you don't want to be in the run and you just want to come for the party, that's going to start around 3 o'clock.
There's a party?
Yeah.
All right.
Some of the best jambalaya, too.
Really?
Hands down. Really? I eat like 3 pounds of it every year. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's fantastic.
And what's the date again?
May 19th.
Is that a Saturday?
That is a Saturday.
Perfect, perfect. Yep. Everybody out there, May 19th in Basra?
Basra Moose Lodge.
Basra Moose Lodge. How much are the tickets?
$20 for a rider, $10 for a passenger, and then you can come just to the after party for $10.
For $10 for the after party?
$15 for a passenger.
$15 for a passenger?
$20, $15, $10.
$20, $15, $10. So if you guys just want to eat and not go and you're busy with errands, come on up to the party and you're going to meet a lot of cool people. And thank you guys so much for coming on today. It's been an honor.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an honor. And my big thing is when I have somebody on, it just starts the relationship. So I'm kind of, I'm in to help you any way I can. Okay.
Oh, trust me. We're going to bug you regularly now.
Yeah. I hope you do. I hope you do.
We'll be downright annoying.
You know what? I expect that in my life, you know? Believe me. I expect no less. Right, Pam? We got kids. We know. Right? You guys have kids yet?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. One.
One?
That's all I need.
That's all you need?
Yeah.
Right. Must be a girl.
No, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
How old?
10.
10?
Yeah.
No, I love that age.
Yeah. He has it worse off than I do. He has his hands full.
What do you got?
I've got a 2.5-year-old daughter and a 2.5-month-old. And I don't plan on stopping there, though my wife might say differently.
You guys may want to chat about that. Oh, that's so funny and everything else. Let's see. I just want to talk about a couple more financial stuff before we go. This week's been divorce week. I'm meeting a lot of divorcees, people that are going through the life changes. Usually when people come to me, there's a trigger: divorce, death, the inheritance of money, a new baby, a new marriage, a new household being formed. Try to get in there early. Try to get them to sign on to the 14% solution, which is basically 1 hour of every day you save. So if you work an 8-hour day, 14% of your income, you take that 1 hour and put that away. And you start at 25 years old and you earn 7% a year, just put in an index, you'll be a billionaire when you're 60. Now, money isn't everything, and I get it. But it sure doesn't hurt. Because half this country, the marriages break up because of money. They break up because of stress. And if you start planning ahead with a gray-haired dude like me, all right, you can put flowers on my grave when you retire because you'll be way ahead of at least 50% of the population that can't put $1,000 together, which just blows my mind. I keep repeating it, but it absolutely blows my mind what's going on. Another lady called me up. She said, I'm sending my friend to you because I keep bragging about how much income I'm earning versus what she's getting at the bank. I said, well, thank you very much. But if your friend is a super saver and can't take any change in principal value, she's not a good client recommendation for me. But if she can take a little change in value, maybe we can do something for her. The banks are not tough competition because they're not paying out very much and stuff like that. A local credit union's office, somebody came up to me, a very wealthy guy at the YMCA came up to me and goes, I've got $450,000 in Fidelity in the money market, keeping my powder dry in case the market crashes, but I might put it all in the local credit union because they're going to pay me 3% on my savings account. I go, my friend, I go, that's up to 10 grand. That's 300 bucks. And then you go back down to 0.2. Read the fine print. No bank can pay you 3% right now and lend money out at 3.5, 4. They can't pay for the tellers and the branches with that spread. They'll buy money as low as they can. Washington Trust, if you look at their balance sheet, they've got hundreds of millions sitting there. Little old Italian ladies in Westerly will not move it, even though they're getting paid whatever, 0.2%, right? Hundreds of millions of dollars. They buy there and then they lend out. I'm not picking on them. They're going to lend it out at 4%. And that's how they pay for that big, beautiful building and all the other little buildings and everything. That spread. If you have a 4% spread on $1 billion, how much is that, kids? It's $40 million in cash flow. Pays for a lot of buildings and tellers, right? So that's how banks make their money. So be very, very much aware of it. The 14% solution, saving an hour a day. It's not my idea. It's David Bach, Automatic Millionaire, $8 on Amazon. Get it for your kids. Read the book. It's the greatest book I've ever read in terms of just keeping things very, very simple. Next week, I want everybody to call me up with a story about who their friend is the biggest tightwad. We all have one friend that's so cheap, as my Irish father would say, he still has his Holy Communion money. So cheap that they'll fight over a penny and turn it into copper wire. We all have friends like that, and I want you to call me next week with the cheapest friend you know and tell me their stories, because I love tightwad stories. I think we all have one. I'll guarantee you. You're sitting there driving to Holdridge's or Home Depot, and you're thinking about that one friend who's the tightwad. If you don't have a tightwad friend, you need maybe need some new friends. I don't know. But in any case, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. Brent Walker, the founder of The Guardians. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Doug Capizzi?
Capazzi.
Capazzi,
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much
thank
for coming
you,
on. And Pam Tracy, you're amazing. You're out there quietly behind the scenes helping people in every way. Thank you, Pam, for coming on. Guys, have a great week. Be careful. And today's Cinco de Mayo, but that doesn't mean you have to drink your face off. Thank you. Have a great week. Bye-bye now.